Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my beautiful listeners. I'm so glad that you're joining me for Love Your Addiction. This is Jude Albright, and I know that you are aware that everything on this planet has a life, and that is, addictions have a life of their own, too. So what if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, what you are denying yourself? And the world, for that fact. Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truth so that you can see, hear, and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to help you recover from the belief that there is something wrong with you, that addiction has been bad. I'm wondering, how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness? What about your rightness? When you love something, like an addiction, and you appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. And when you are grateful, you become more loving. So when you accept addictions and give them love, you are better able to see what they've been trying to show you about you. And with loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. And here's an awareness for you. Love never, ever, ever hurts. It's only your fear that is coming up. So please forget what our movies and songs program us to feel about love. Today, we are going to be exploring the awareness that recovery becomes easy for those who know how. And designer recovery creates that ease. You've heard about designer drugs and designer clothes. What if you found a way to design your own recovery with ease, joy, abundance, and most importantly, simplicity? Today, we will see, hear, and feel the how-tos. Designer recovery places your needs first. You literally choose those needs and watch them being met. What's so different about it, you might be thinking? Well, it begins with your spiritual connection to all that is and your commitment to that connection. That's what makes it unique. So please join me in the chat room, which you can access at the bottom of your listening page, or I'd love it if you'd call in at 516-453-9181 with your insights and thoughts. We're all in this together, and I'm sure each of you desires peace and joy and love and abundance in your life, just like I do. So let's get each other there, okay? Let's get rid of the depressions and the hatred and the angers and the despair and the lack, all of which contribute to addictions. I'm not out to try to change anyone. Only you can change you. However, I am simply the messenger of truths for you, which bring new possibilities for a life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. Would you like that? In earlier programs, we had talked about the fact that addiction is a relationship. And it is in a relationship very similar to the relationship you are in when you are in love, the relationship that is called a love relationship. Addiction, however, is also limitation, and it blocks you from experiencing yourself as the great infinite being that you truly be. So, let's look at what designer recovery can offer you. I would like to, before we actually go into some specifics, I would like to talk a little bit about how today's society is so manipulation-oriented. And let me give you an example of that. And I'm saying this because there are many programs out there who will tell you that they can fix you. In actuality, there's really nothing wrong with you. So there's a lot today, a lot of people are involved and really want good, healthy, wholesome foods. And there are a lot of companies that do not produce wholesome foods. But look at these examples. Naked Juice is an organic brand, but it is owned by Pepsi-Cola. Honest Tea is another very popular organic brand. It's owned by Coke. Odwella is also owned by Coca-Cola. Gerber Organic and Sweet Leaf Tea are owned by Nestle's. Boca Burgers, owned by Kraft. Larabar and Alexi, no, just Larabar, is owned by General Mills. Garden Burger, Kashi, and Morningstar Farms are owned by Kellogg's. Wolfgang Puck Organic Soups is owned by Campbell's. And R.W. Knudsen Juices, owned by Smucker's. Isn't it interesting that the companies that produce a lot of the food that is really not acceptable also have their hand in the pot in the organic market? So, looking at how we are often tricked in society, let's look at designer recovery because it offers you the potential to change your life. And so maybe some of you are thinking, well, how? That sounds crazy. Well, let me give you some questions for clarity. When you ask questions, you are really given by your unconscious in a variety of ways the wisdom to know the difference. So you might ask yourself questions like, what if I choose to communicate from the love of my heart? You might also ask, what's the value of holding me down? Or what else is possible? Or is this the only choice I have? One I really like is, how does addiction diminish my greatness? And these are questions most people who are in an active addiction do not ask themselves. With designer recovery, the process is totally from inside out. Now, you might be asking, what do you mean by that? Well, I mean things like there are underlying reasons for most addictions. And remember, I'm defining addictions as distractions who keep us from who we really are. They show us who we're not so we can remember who we are. So I also mean things like when I'm talking about from the inside out, asking yourself, do you trust yourself? Asking you things like, was there addiction in your family of origin? What do you consider your best trait? And how do you know when to feel good or bad? And here's a game changer. When you were a child, who emotionally hurt you the most? Now, there's no right or wrong to this. However you have processed this, you have processed this internally. So the way you process the things that I just talked about are conscious and unconscious beliefs that you have about yourself from the inside. So what Designer Recovery really is all about is helping you turn on your lights, turn on your inner lights. And really, all it takes is just one flip of the switch, and when you turn on the light, darkness disappears. So that flip of the switch is simply your commitment, your desire for things to change. So what if addiction dims one's light? And as it progresses, it becomes more and more difficult to locate the switch that turns that light back on. Can you now remember when you were a young child full of light and playfulness and joy? Somewhere along the way, some of us, intentionally or unintentionally, allowed that light to start to dim. The inner bulb burned out, it was beaten down, it was abused, it was smashed, it was neglected, and so on. So, by turning on your inner lights in Designer Recovery, you help relight you as the beautiful soul that you truly are. Some of you may want to argue with me and say you're not a beautiful soul. I promise you. You are, and we'll look at some of that in just a minute. When you turn on those lights, those inner lights, that inner beauty, all darkness vanishes, and you light yourself to full brilliance, and you can do it easily, magnificently, and you can abolish pain and struggle from your reality. Pain and struggle is a belief system that is usually learned in childhood, that you believe that life has to be difficult because your parents mirrored it to you. I mean, there's actually a saying in AA that says, no pain, no gain. That's a horrific statement. That is programming you and programming your unconscious mind that you have to have pain and struggle in order to gain something. That is not true. What if by going inside into your inner belief system, you were able to locate the wounds that you accepted as a kid? And what if you were able to identify those wounds as the underlying belief that is contributing to your addiction, that helped you start your addiction in the first place? You know, we've got wounded little boys and girls running this planet, creating wars that reflect their inner selves, their inner wars. They're running the planet causing poverty. They're destroying our beautiful earth. And most of all, neglecting the fact that we are all one, that we come from the same God stuff. And if you don't like the word God, substitute any word you want. It doesn't matter what the word is. It matters how you feel. So in reality, we can change everything. We can change the wars. We can change the poverty. We can change what we are doing to our beautiful planet. We can change the craziness that's going on right now in the United States as far as our upcoming presidential election is concerned. But what we need to do is recover ourselves from our wounded child. Almost everybody on this planet has a wounded child, but not everybody is interested in trying to sedate that wounded child by picking an addiction. Yeah, many of us do that, but there are some who don't. When I talk about recovery, I am talking about recovery from many, many things. What you are really doing in any recovery program is recovering the true you. So in this process of understanding recovery from the inside out, please know that you're the one deciding how your life is going to be at all times. No one does anything to you without your permission, which is usually unconscious. You are its creator. So a holistic approach, and by holistic I mean accessing the whole of you, the all of you, brings all parts of you into harmony and healthy choice making. It brings you into contact with you spiritually. Because most people who get involved with an addiction of any sort, whether it's an addiction to a designer drug or to alcohol, or whether it's just an addiction to rage and anger and control, it matters not what the addiction is. People who get involved that way are lacking in spiritual principles, meaning they have separated themselves from the spiritual beliefs that we'll talk about in just a minute. Holistic approach, W-H-O-L-E, also involves bringing you into harmony physically. And that's why it's called designer recovery, because there are many different, multiple varieties of physical ailments that people get involved with in an addiction. It also brings us into harmony emotionally. That's probably where a considerable amount of damage is done to us when we're in the addictive process. Emotionally and psychologically, we really screw ourselves up so that our mental capacities are not working the way they were meant to work. And generationally, meaning that a lot of times we bring in a hereditary component in a holistic approach, W-H-O-L-E. We look at that and we can find out techniques that help us release that so that we're not really stuck, so that we can accept harmonious outcomes, so that we have recovery from addiction, pain and suffering, recovery from divorce, loss, illness, abuse, all by choosing to communicate from our heart. And our heart is love. And when we truly appreciate and love our addiction for what it has shown us about us, and we stop fighting it, we also stop fighting the demons that we have created inside of us. And I'm not talking literal demons. Many people see addiction recovery as a very serious subject, something that you have to get right, that once you make a decision, you have to stick to it, and you can't change your point of view. Well, I'll tell you, in truth, recovery is the total opposite of this. Designer recovery is about the willingness to ask questions, change your point of view, choose what you've not chosen before, receive help, and become an authority on what you now know. Designer recovery is not about being blissfully happy all the time. It's about knowing that the choices you make may or may not work, and yet you're willing to have the courage to move forward and change, even walk away if necessary. Excuse me. For those of you who are interested, whose interest has been piqued, I would like to invite you to find out more and even get a free sample of how easy designer recovery works. And you can go to www.beingrecovered.net and ask me, Jude Albright, for your free mini session. All you have to do is sign up for it on the designer recovery page on Being Recovered. We'll talk more in depth about this also. This has been kind of an ongoing discussion with us. We'll talk more about this on our next show, which is going to be on June 6th. I normally have this show scheduled every other Monday, and because in 2 weeks it will be the Memorial Day weekend, I'm choosing not to schedule it and instead to go 3 weeks, so we will go to June 6th. I'm wondering what kind of questions are going on in your mind right now. I know some of you are asking, well, how can this be any different from any other recovery that I've been involved in? I've been in treatment programs. I've been to support groups. I would suspect that very few of you, if any, have been to any kind of a program where love has been the basis. I doubt whether any of you have been to any kind of a program where you have looked at your wounded child and help that wounded child release some of its misperceptions and help that wounded child step into its playful child. So I'm going to ask you, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about what you are refusing to be? I asked you that in the beginning of the show. And I'm also asking you, what can you now be to create your healthy, loving lifestyle and be that lover for the addict who you love? You can find more answers and you can reach me at judealbright.com, JudeAllBright, or as I mentioned earlier, beingrecovered.net, and those sites are available on the page where you're listening right now. We're all energetic beings. Everything is energy. And with our emotions and thoughts, and as a group, we create the things that happen on this planet. There are no mistakes. There are no accidents. What is going on in the world right now is a reflection of our group consciousness. So I'm going to ask you right now, if you would be willing, could we all now take this opportunity to send love to all addicted people on the planet and their loved ones who are in pain and who are looking for answers? And if they choose, our loving energy can assist them. Your loving energy can assist anyone when you send it to them. But when you send them anger and fighting and wanting to war, well, you see what's happening on the planet right now. It's the reflection. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. I am hoping that you found some truth in this half an hour program. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and in your love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you, and make the world a better place with you in it, and love those addictions for helping you to be a more responsible creator. I'm going to close with some really weird laws that still exist today in the U.S. and Europe. And I'm sure you're wondering, why would I be doing that? Well, I shared about the craziness, how we've been tricked as a society. Now, listen to some of the really weird and mostly stupid laws that are still in existence. Okay, here's one. In North Carolina, it's not allowed to play bingo for more than 5 hours. Now, I doubt whether any of these laws are actually enforced, but they are still on the books. In Connecticut, the law provides specific penalties for those who like to cross the street on their hands. I wonder how many people actually are into that. And this one I love. In the UK, it is illegal to die in Parliament. So if you feel you're going to die, please immediately leave the building. Otherwise, your family is going to be in big trouble. That is hysterical. I love your family is going to be in big trouble, as if your family can control when you are going to die or not. Let's take Sweden. In Sweden, it's prohibited from using the toilet flush after 10 at night. And in Arizona, back to the U.S., donkeys are forbidden from sleeping in bathtubs. And I'm going to end with this one, which really makes me laugh. In Alaska, it is strictly forbidden to wake the bear to be photographed with it. And then here's a little addendum to that. No one has ever been punished for breaking this law. Okay. It's all about what we as a society are being programmed to believe. If you believe addiction recovery is going to be difficult and take you years and years and that you'll never really recover, then that's your... I have offered different possibilities. It's up to you to choose which possibilities you are going to decide to choose. So once more, please make the world a better place with you in it, and love those addictions for helping you to be a more responsible creator, because you know you are its creator. And with that, I would like to send you love and say, stay beautiful, please. Bye.